This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go Blitz and Caps, Commanders, and right now, the Nats. Mark Zuckerman, our guy, MassinSports.com, does such a good job covering the team. Mark, tomorrow's huge. Tuesday, tune-up and dress rehearsal at Nats Park. Little futures game. You got all the prospects taking on the big leaguers. What do we need to know about the 12 o'clock start?
Well, guys, you're going to see a lot of big-name players. Now, you know, to be fair, most of these guys were already in spring training with the team for the last month. So if you were following those games or if you made it down to Florida, there's not going to be a lot of new faces in that regard. But for fans up here, you know, this might be your first chance to ever see Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Trey Lipscomb, Elijah Green, Brady House, all those guys in person. So I think it's a really cool idea of what they've done. They always play this game every year, but it's usually against like the Yankees or Red Sox or some other team that's making their way up the East Coast to start the season. So I think it's a great idea to have this game against their own prospects and both give fans a chance to see them and also give these kids a chance to, you know, see what it's like to play a game at Nats Park, because especially this year, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of them here sooner rather than later on a permanent basis.
What are some of the to-be-determined questions, battles, you know, guys that are kind of, you know, I don't want to say running out of rope here, but, you know, just give me some of the keys here to this early part of the season that may not look the same in a couple of months.
Well, first, before we even get to that, there's one roster spot left to decide, and it's basically Trey Lipscomb or whether it's Luis Garcia or maybe Nassim Nunez, the Rule 5 pick. But, I mean, Lipscomb is the only prospect who made it all the way through and is still here, and every sense I get is that he is very strongly, if not favored, to win a job coming out of camp, which I think is pretty amazing. So there's that. But I think the other thing to watch here is no matter what this opening day roster looks like, it's going to change a lot over the course of the season and maybe even early on in the season. James Wood, I know he didn't make the team, but he looked close to ready. He's going to start at AAA. You know, they want to make sure he does some stuff there, but I really don't think it's going to be that long before we see him up here. The other guys may be a little bit longer. I think Cruz and House in particular, they had their moments, but they also looked like kids in big league camp, which is fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. But they didn't necessarily scream to me like these guys are on the verge of being big leaguers, maybe later in the season for that. The other thing to watch is, again, we talk all about these battles in spring training, but Trevor Williams is the number 5 starter to begin the year. I don't think it's going to stay that way for very long. They're going to call up Jackson Rutledge at some point from AAA. They really like what he's done. We're going to see Cade Cavalli when he returns from Tommy John surgery sometime around June. So even though Williams is the starter for now, I think it's a really short leash, and I think we're going to see him move to the bullpen before too long.
Go back to the infield and the one decision still to be determined, because they got 14 guys for 13 spots, I think it is. Specifically, Nunez, if they don't keep him, they lose him back to the Marlins. And you mentioned Garcia. They don't have any options to send him back down. So, like, how would that work if he's the guy out of luck?
Well, they would put him through waivers and see if anybody else claimed him. And if not, maybe you could get him through and just outright him to AAA and he'll be off the 40-man roster. But I think that's really the dilemma they're facing right now. Everybody in the organization loves Trey Lipscomb. They love what he can be, they think. But are you so in love with him that you're willing to risk losing somebody else outright right now, whether that's Garcia, who, you know, for all his faults, he's still only 23 years old. And do you really want to give up on him altogether and maybe somebody else turns him into a quality big leaguer? And in Nassim Nunez's case, it's a little complicated always with the Rule 5 draft. If he's here, he's got to be on the roster all year long. He plays great defense. He runs the bases really well. I think there would be a role for him off the bench. But the real question there is it worth it for whatever he might become someday? I don't know that they really think he's going to hit someday to be an everyday big leaguer. So is it worth hanging on to this guy who's just going to be a defensive replacement and pinch runner? I think those are the dilemmas that they're facing right now. But they didn't expect to be in this spot. I think Trey Lipscomb forced the issue by being as consistently good all spring as he was.
Mark Josiah Gray gets the nod on opening day. I love that. I'm in favor of that. However, he did walk a ton of guys, and the numbers aren't stellar here coming up north from spring training. Thoughts there on Gray's season?
Well, he started the spring great and then kind of tailed off after that. And you're right, there were a ton of walks. He had a game last week where he walked 7, somehow only gave up 1 run, which is like turning into the classic Josiah Gray start. I think he's deserving of the opening day start based on what he's accomplished to date. I think he took a big step up last year. The biggest thing he did last year is he kept the ball in the park, reduced his home run rate like almost in half. Now, to me, the next big step is the walk rate, because that didn't go down last year. He's got to find a way to keep the ball over the plate without giving up the homers and get himself deeper in games. That's the biggest issue. He can be effective and give 1 or 2 runs, but if his pitch count is in the 90s by the 5th inning, he's just not going to last long. And Davey Martinez keeps talking about he wants 21 outs from his starters. That's 7 innings. Well, Josiah Gray's got a long way to go to do that on a regular basis. Now, I think he can get there, and he is the kind of guy who's very determined to keep trying to improve. But to me, that's the key for him this year. He's already solved the home run problem. Can he solve the walk problem at least to some extent and give him a chance to go later in games?
Mark, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.